The Houston Rockets have won 6 games in a row. They just beat the defending champions, and they 6-3. They 4th in the Western Conference. Let's talk about it on this episode of the Brad Arnold Show.
All right, and welcome back to the episode of the Brighter and Will Show. I'm your first host, as always, Will. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and at the PSF app at Bias Houston. Over there, we're covering the games live on the PSF app. You should come through. This is now the second game in a row. We've had a thrilling ender. It was all in their turret. So, you know, you're watching the game. Go ahead and just pull through. Come chop it up. Come chill with us in the room. I promise you're going to enjoy it. And then, of course, we're there on Twitter after every game for the post-game space. One of, I think, the best post-game spaces we've ever had, at least for sure in the last, like, 2 years, tonight. So definitely if you want to come chop it up with us or just listen, that's the platform to do it over there. And then, of course, you guys have been showing us a lot of love on YouTube recently. Continue to like, comment, and subscribe and watching the videos. We really appreciate all that support. So with that, I'll pass up to Brad.
Yeah, as always, y'all know to find me at BradoNBA, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, favorite stats, highlights, updates. Got y'all covered. And I like to keep it short now because we've won 6 in a row, and that's ultimately what I want to talk about. They won 6 in a row. This isn't the fluke 6-game winning streak they had 2 years ago. This is a legit 6-game winning streak. They're knocking off really good teams. And as Will tweeted out, Will, go ahead and get your bars off real quick. What happened? They were disrespecting us because they said we beat the Hornets, and they were the Hornets. We beat the Kings. It won't happen again. And then what else did you say? I'll let you finish it off.
They said we couldn't. We only did it because De'Aaron Fox was hurt. And then we went and beat the Lakers by 34, and they said we only did it because AD was hurt. And so who do we play after the Lakers? It was the Pelicans. We beat them, sorry, Pelicans. CJ McCollum's hurt, right, even though Brandon Ingram and Zion Wilson got every whistle in the book. You only beat us because CJ McCollum's hurt. And now we beat the reigning champions. And I know everyone's going to say, but, oh, Jamal Murray was hurt, so, you know, it doesn't count. But, like, the thing I think that people forget about this Nuggets team is – Jamal Murray is great, don't get me wrong, but Nikola Jokic is the best player in the entire NBA, and that's a really good roster, even if Jamal Murray isn't playing. Like, Michael Porter Jr. and Aaron Gordon are two top 50 guys in the league. Probably, I mean, that might be a bit higher than that. I'm probably being a little modest by saying that, but they're two of the best. Like, I almost feel like calling them role players is almost disrespectful because they're really good at basketball. But, like, they're two of the best, like, non-star guys in the league. Like, every team would take both of them on their roster right now, no questions asked. KCP is another – he's a role player. And he's one of the best role players in the league. He's a great defender, elite shooter. Reggie Jackson's found some new life in Denver. They're well-coached. Mike Malone is an excellent NBA head coach. They have depth. They're young players who they drafted and kind of groomed are rotation pieces for them. So this is still, even without Jamal Murray, this is still, in my opinion, the best team that we've played so far. And we, not only did we, like, win, like, we competed with them. Like, obviously winning was important, but from the jump, it wasn't a blowout. This wasn't a comeback win. We got some momentum at the end and snuck this one out. Like, no, we were there with them the whole game. Yeah, they might have went up, I think, like 7-8 points at some point in time. We punched right back. The game was never out of control. The game was never out of reach. We were there the whole time, and then we were able to make the necessary adjustments at the very end to pull off the win. This was a phenomenal win. It doesn't quite feel as good as the Pelicans win because, like, we was getting, like, taxed with them foul calls and everything was going on with that Pelicans win. But this is another win that just feels really, really good. I'll quickly shout out three players in particular tonight. Number one, and we keep talking about that guy right there, bro, Alperen Şengün, bro. He's the best player on the team. It's not really a controversial or questionable take anymore. It's pretty clear he's the best player on this roster. And one of the things that we always talk about with Alperen Şengün is everyone knows that he – has the talent to be one of the best offensive bigs in the entire association. But the question mark for him was always, could he get it in defensively? And Nikola Jokic is, like I said, the best player in the league, MVP caliber guy, top probably 30 player of all time already in his prime. I thought Şengün, the box score won't reflect it for those people who didn't watch the game. But one, a lot of those buckets came from the like 5 minutes of Jock Landale, which Lord have mercy, we should never see him play for the team again. But Shingun, I thought Shingun did as humanly good as anyone could realistically do on Nikola Jokic. Now, obviously, like I said, Jokic is a beast. He's a great player. You don't stop guys like that. You don't stop Giannis. You don't stop KD. You don't stop Steph. They're going to score no matter what. All you can do is make it difficult on them. And I thought Shingun did that. Like, I thought Shingun did what, you know, great defense, better offense. And that's really all you can ask for when you're doing against a guy like that. And then he made up for on the other end because Nikola Jokic didn't guard him either, right? Nikola Jokic was disrespecting his range all the time tonight, and Shingun made him pay. He somehow added like the dirt fadeaway, the one-legged dirt fadeaway to his game. Got that down, and it's money now. And so, you know, you sag off him too much. So, Buck, I don't know, bro. That's a tweet for you tomorrow morning. If you go back and just clip all the dirks from this season, like he's been hitting that.
I'm on that. Right,
he's hitting that mug with consistency now. It's cash. So yeah, man. Shout out Alperen Şengün. Like game ball once again for like the sixth consecutive night goes to him. He's been phenomenal. He's going to be an all-star this year. There's like I'm so confident he's going to. If he doesn't make it this year, I think that the NBA has to step in and say like, we've lost the art of the sport. If someone like what he's doing, you know, and his team is winning. If that's not good enough to be an all-star because his name isn't as big as the guys who aren't winning as much, I mean, like I said, we've lost the art of the sport. So he should be in the game. Jeff Green is another guy who I think a lot of people didn't really think he was going to play. I didn't think he was going to play when we signed him. I thought he was going to be more of a veteran mentor and somebody who might, you know, come in if somebody gets who fouls out or, you know, he might get some spot minutes here or there. But in terms of being a rotation piece, I didn't think he was going to do too much there. And he was, like, phenomenal tonight. Like, I think of – the power forwards out of Jabari and Tari. I thought Jeff Green was the best power forward on the roster tonight. He did a great job, you know, when he was switched onto Jokic. He did a great job when he was guarding Aaron Gordon. He hit two really big shots to end the game that kind of sealed it for the most part. Matter of fact, when he pulled that last three, I was like, that's a terrible shot, and it went in. And, you know, at that point, it's like, hey, you just made it, right? So he's somebody who, you know, I was even maybe considering throwing him in as, like, salary filler, like a larger trade. I want to keep that guy, bro. I think that his veteran leadership above everything else is A1 for this team. He's been the exact kind of vet that this roster has desperately needed for the, you know, since the rebuild started. But on top of that, he's just really good at basketball, like better than I think a lot of people would expect him to be at 37, 38 years old. So he made some huge plays on both ends of the floor. So like I said, he hit the go-ahead three. I think they kind of sealed the win, made a free throw for us. Like Jeff Green, he did his job and then some tonight. And then the last person I'll shout out before I pass out to Brad is Jay Shante. And that's somebody who, you know, I have been I fought for Jay Shante a lot when he was, you know, when the rebuild first started and people were kind of trying to trade him and saying he was bad. And I'm like, bro, Jay Shante is going to win somebody a playoff series one day. I'm like, I don't know if it's going to be for us. You know, we might trade him. But one of these days, someone's going to look up and be like, yo, you remember that play where Jay Shante, you know, crashed the boards or he died on a loose ball or he did something. It's like, you know, the stuff that doesn't pop up in the box score that you can't like measure, but you're like, bro, like that was a winning play. That's what Jay Shante is. I'm like, bro, he's gonna do that for us one day. And so tonight he did that all night. The, you know, Brad, we was watching in the PSF app with the clip, it like there's a possession where he guards like the entire floor in like 10 seconds. And we're like, dude, like once again, not normal. I forgot who it was. He stripped the ball from, and it became a jump ball, right? When they were trying to advance the ball in a faster situation, he stripped the ball from him, right? Now we get the ball back. And then of course he made the game ending play. We needed one stop to win the game. We were in the PSF talking about, you know, do you foul here? Do you, you know, saying, do you trust your defense? It didn't even matter. Cause Jason Tate stole the ball before it got inbounds anyways. So like, you know what I'm saying? Like he made winning plays. He's been making winning plays all season long. He made winning plays tonight. He's another guy who I think a lot of people didn't think was going to be in the rotation, thought was going to play some spot minutes, might be used as like a trade piece. I'm at the point now where like same thing with Jeff Green. I don't want to trade him. Like unless it's for a clear, like this guy is like the missing piece for this team. I don't want to trade either of those two guys right now. I think they're playing too good of basketball. They embody the culture that we're trying to build in Houston, which is that like, you know, we're not, because our offense wasn't the best tonight. Like that was the thing that kind of kept this game even closer, is that we were not making shots. We were struggling in the department, but we were able to stay into the game and ultimately win it because our defense was A1 from the start of the game to the very end. We were never out of the game because our defense kept us in it. And Jeff Green and Jayshon Tate embodied that like more than anybody, but maybe like Dylan Brooks on this roster. So yeah, those two guys, I'm not looking to move. We talk about like trading for like a Clint Capella. Landale and Oladipo's contract works for that. That's what I'm doing. I'm getting those two guys out of here, bringing in a backup five. If we're being you know, greedy, bringing another ball handler, bringing another shooter. But I mean, I think at the end of the day, man, this team proved to the entire world that what we're doing it's not a fluke. It's not a, you know, this isn't a hot streak. This isn't a, you know, whatever you want to say it is, like, no, this team is legit. This team is real. This is resilience. This is effort. This is hard work. And it only gets better because Jalen Green can take us against another level. Amin Thompson isn't even back. And, you know, when he was playing, he wasn't comfortable yet. Like, it gets better. We can make a trade at the deadline to bring another body. This is just the beginning for this team. So I've talked enough about my basketball team tonight. I'm obviously excited, but, you know, I'll pass up to Brad.
Yeah, you know, I'll talk about what you were just talking about recently. Jayshon Tate, of course, you know, from the second he came to Houston, he was that hustle guy. He was still there when James Harden was there. He pissed off James Harden to the point where Harden threw a basketball at him. He's a hustle player, and he's going to do all the dirty work. And that's what we've been seeing with Ime Udoka right now. He on a winning basketball team, is a huge contributor, as Will said. And we saw that tonight. If you have my Twitter, you can go look at the play. Jayshon was literally everywhere. Will just mentioned it. And then, obviously, the last play of the game where Jayshon gets the steal, ultimately sealed the Rockets to win. So there's so many game balls I want to give out tonight. I want to give Jayshon one just for all the hustle he threw out there. I want to give one to Uncle Jeff, man. He did it last game. He did it this game. He's playing outstanding defense to the point where it's like, why do we need Jock Landale out there? Will, it seems like Landale played about 5 minutes the way he was getting cooked. He played 2 minutes, bro. He played straight up 2 minutes.
It was a long 2 minutes, bro.
He played 2 minutes.
He got so many buckets on him in 2 minutes.
But yeah, Landale played 2 minutes, and they put Uncle Jeff back in there. And whether it's at backup center or it's at backup four, he has provided some of the best minutes you can ask for a 37-year-old. 37-year-olds don't contribute like that. 37-year-olds don't guard Zion and hold their own. 37-year-olds don't go out there and hoop. And shout out to Jeff for calling out the Nuggets plays at the end of the game to help them win. He was legit out there calling out the Nuggets plays. That's, look, having a guy like that, championship pedigree, that's why bringing these vets was so important, like him and Fred. Jeff, he's been amazing. I'd like to give a game ball to him because he had, 15 points, 4 rebounds, 5 of 7 from the field.
I didn't look at the box score yet. That's the crazy part.
Bro, 2 or 4 from 3, 2 big threes. 2 big threes. 1 in the corner, 1 from the key. Bro, shout out to Jeff Green, bro. And I'm good with him if he wants to play all these minutes off the bench.
I'll be retired from Rocket, man.
Yeah. And I'll say this, Udoka won them 2 basketball games in a row, leaving Jeff Green in down the stretch. I don't know if they win those 2 basketball games if Jeff Green is not in there playing the last 6 minutes of the Pelicans game in the full fourth quarter of this Nuggets game. So yeah, I got to say shout out to him one more time, even though I did it 5 times. And then lastly, Tari Eason. Great to have him back, of course. He hit 2 big threes at the beginning of that fourth quarter, 1 in the corner and then 1 on the other corner. And he was getting hype and everyone was getting hype with him. So good to have him back. Having guys like him, Jayshon, and I don't know why I'm blanking, and Tate off the bench, they've all been playing amazing defense. And that's why this Rockets team right now is 5th in defense overall per clean the glass. That takes off all garbage time. They locking up. That's the winning formula. And now we kick it to the starters. I want to say this because this is huge in my personal opinion. We just had Nikola Jokic go out there and drop 36, 20, and 11. And it wasn't just no 36, 20, and 11. He shot very efficient from the field, 50%, 8-8 from the free throw line. You had Michael Porter Jr. go out there and put up 25 on 11 and 19 field goal shooting. Aaron Gordon, 16, 8, and 5 on 60% field goal shooting. Jalen Green shot 1 of 13 from the field. Shot 1 of 13 from the field, had 9 points. And the Houston Rockets, what does that sound like last year? That sounds like a Rockets team that's about to lose by 40. They about to lose by 50. No, the Rockets won this basketball game. They sat up here and won this basketball game despite Jalen Green doing that, you know, despite the Nuggets getting off. And they still held them to only 104 points. They played really good basketball today. And, yes, I want to talk about Jalen Green really quickly. Even though he did shoot 1 of 13 from the field, he's doing the little things that Udoka wanted from him. He wanted him to be an all-around basketball player. I kind of saw that from him tonight. You can look at 8 rebounds and think that, oh, okay, that's kind of a lot. Jalen Green's career high in rebounds is only 9. He was one off of his career high in rebounds, had 8 of them. He had 5 assists, no turnovers. How many games in Jalen Green's, in 2023, this year alone, how many games has he had 5 rebounds and 5 assists? That was his 4th one. Not that often for Jalen Green. So in my personal opinion, terrible shooting night, of course, but he did the little things, and I like that he threw that nice bounce pass to LP down the stretch. That was an and-one dunk, and Shane Goon was sitting there like, good play, good play. And that was another play down the stretch that helped the Rockets win this basketball game. And he's the only starter, and he played the bench unit when in those non-Jokic minutes, but he was a plus 10 out there. As our guy DeAndre said in the spaces, we're going to leave here with something for this Jalen Green propaganda. So good game from him. I just need you to shoot better, and we'll go from there. But, yeah, man, that's a fun game, and I haven't even shout out Freddie. Freddie came out there and had 26-4. Fred, man, you got to salute you. The max player, you going out there. You won us that Pelicans game down the stretch. In this game as well, you hitting clutch free throws. Man, 41 minutes, too. He played damn near the whole game. So you got to shout him out. 6 in a row, Will. 6 in a row. You couldn't tell me they were going to win 6 in a row this early. Not a chance. There's no way. I love this Rockets team. People call me a homer. I wasn't going to tell you they were going to win 6 in a row. And, yeah, as you mentioned, they've beaten some injury-riddled teams. But, hey, they're beating some good-ass basketball teams. I don't care. You beat who's in front of you on the schedule. I said it last podcast, and I'll say it this one. And now they got the Clippers. I don't want no excuse that, oh, they still figuring out. No. They got 4 Hall of Famers on that team, if you want to count Paul George. Yeah, no excuse. If they go out there and beat them and make it 7, I'm gonna be the happiest man in the world. But, yeah, man, last thing I'll say really quickly, the Rockets still, you know, they sit 6-3, 4th in point differential with a plus 8.1 in the NBA, 7th offense, and 5th on defense. That is a basketball team. That is a basketball team. And I lied. I have one more thing to say. Alper Şengün played his idol today. I don't think I talked about Şengün today because it's not much more to say.
It's kind of like routine now. It's kind of routine.
Like yeah. They obviously don't win with him. That's another game ball. it really goes to him. Ultimately, he's the best player on the team. He's hitting one-legged Dirk fades. As you mentioned, Will, I'm going to go out there and clip every single one of those, and I'm going to tell Twitter that he's got the best mid-range percentage of all centers in the NBA right now. And it's a true fact. He literally does. He's out here pulling one-legged Dirk fades in front of his idol, and he's hitting them. After the game, he said, we got 6 in a row. We won 6 in a row, baby. And then a few seconds later, he said, hey, you know, I played my idol today, but today he wasn't my idol. You know, I was locked in.
He said that?
Yeah, he said that. Go look at his interview with Vanessa. He said that after the game. So shout out to Şengün. He's a dog. He's 21. He's going to be 21 the whole season. He's not turned 22 until July. We got a 21-year-old out here who might mess around and be a top 25 player, top 20 player right now. That's how he's playing. I don't want to overreact. But right now, that's how he's playing. I'm not saying that that's where he's at. But right now, he's performing like a top 20 player. Some metrics got him top 10. I'm just going off the stats. You don't get mad at me if I'm saying stats. But yeah, 6 in a row, bro. It's a great feeling. That's all I got for this episode. Hopefully we come back again after this Clippers game and record another one, bro. But that's all I got. What you got, Will?
Okay, so I have 2 things that I want to add before we close. First and foremost, I've been seeing people on Twitter and, you know, on different, like, talk spaces. They're trying to humble us because we, you know, we're rightfully so, we're pretty excited about our basketball team being respectable for the first time in 2 years. Like, so I think we're like, are we top 5 in both offensive and defensive rating right now? We're for sure top
7th in offense and 5th in defense, 4th yeah, okay. in overall.
We're obviously moving up a lot of boards. This is night like a complete different reflection of where we were last year. And so, you know, we're Rockets fans are rightfully so very happy about our team. People are trying to say, well, like, humble yourselves because the Jazz were pretty good last year, and then they missed the play-in tournament last year. So, like, you know what I'm saying? Don't get too high on yourselves, right? But, I mean, the Jazz won 37 games last year, and that was with them intentionally taking to end the season, right? They were on a 500 pace for pretty much the vast majority of the season. And the Rockets aren't going to tank this year. So if we finish the season 37-plus, like I said, a 500 pace the whole season, no one's going to be mad at that. And the way they're playing right now, we might be better than that, bro. You know, I'm not going to try to jump the gun, but they're playing some really good basketball. And I think that we're watching right now is, like, unsustainable. We're not watching them, you know, win shootouts They're not, you know what I'm saying, hitting an unsustainable almost like amount of threes every night to win the game. Like, bro, we're winning off of just defense and wanting to get more than the next guy. And like I said, there's so many ways for this team to improve both internally and externally that, like I think this team is, like I said, I think this is just the beginning for us. So I'm really excited about that. And the last thing I want to say before I close it is just, like people that are going to try to take this moment from us because we have, you know, we're rightly so talking pretty reckless right now. We haven't seen our team look good in the last 3 years. So we're on Twitter, we're in spaces, we're on, you know, whatever media app outlet you use. We're up. We told y'all said this, y'all said that about us. Look, man, I don't let nobody take this moment from us. We've endured 3 years of straight nonsense. Like I said, there was times where we didn't even want to record episodes of the podcast or do post game spaces. I lost my joy watching this team play basketball last year. Like we still watched it. We still pushed through. We made it to this point in time. They didn't do that with us. So they don't get to tell you to not celebrate this moment or to humble yourself or to not be excited. To not, even if, you know what I'm saying, we somewhat come down to earth. Like if this is just the foundation for what's to come in the future, obviously, we're going to be in good hands. So don't let nobody take this moment from you guys. And that's the last thing I want to add. Unless, Brad, anything else you want to add before we shut it down? I'm good.
Yeah, man. Again, 3 years of 15 and 50, so from 17 and 55, 20 and 62, and 22 and 60. Get your bars off, man. I know if you're a Rockets fan out there, you die hard, your friends are clowning you. They was clowning you at the 0-3 start. They've been clowning you the past three seasons. They probably said the Rockets were a poverty franchise. Talk back to them, bro. They can't say anything now. All my friends are silent. I'm coming back with receipts. They can't say nothing to me. They get quiet. The quietness is going to speak volumes. And this is just the beginning. They're not going to rebuild again. We're doing this without Amen Thompson. We're doing this without Cam Whitmore. And it's only going to get better from here. Amen come back from this injury. Cam going to come out from the G League. He's rejoining the team after the trip. He probably not going to get minutes. But I'm just saying, when those two come back and they up and running, it's going to be scary. It's going to be scary. And me and Will are going to be on here, and we're going to be talking. We're going to be in Twitter spaces talking, too, and on the TL. But that's all I got to say. We excited. We're going to ride this win streak out. As I said, if they win again, we right back here. And the episode is going to be dropped Saturday morning. But that's all I got, man. What you got, Will? That's it?
That's it.
Six in a row. We're going for seven. Appreciate y'all for tuning in. We'll be back soon.